Hi, my name is Abel and welcome to the DevOps Lab. Testing an app is important and it's difficult to do, especially in a DevOps world where we're releasing every couple of weeks, maybe even every week, sometimes even multiple times a day. So on this episode of the DevOps Lab, we've got Haider from Sophie, who's going to show us how we can use Sophie to help test easier in a DevOps world. Welcome to the show, Haider. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and about Sophie?
Thank you, Abel. Thanks for the opportunity. I am a two-decade world veteran of Microsoft. I worked for over 20 years at Microsoft. And about 8 months ago, I decided to experience life outside Microsoft, and I decided to join a startup called Sophie.ai. Mm-hmm. And I have been having a great time, but about Sophie itself, three things I want to say about Sophie. Number one, Sophie is a cloud-based testing platform.
Okay.
UI and functional testing for mobile apps and websites.
Okay.
If you want to sort of know what is sort of unique about Sophie itself, Sophie uses machine learning to enable no-code automation that is resilient to device types and content.
So when you say it's no code, does that mean like, okay, let's just say I have a web app, right? And traditionally I write a bunch of my automated UIs test using Selenium, right? Which is definitely very code intensive, right? Basically I have to code out every click, every whatever. What would that be like with Sophie?
So I'll show it to you during the course of this. With Sophie, you actually train Sophie to create your test cases. Sophie now uses its intelligence, and it allows you to play back those tests across devices. So you don't, you know, particularly for mobile applications, when you have so many different types of devices to test on, it makes it easy for you to run these tests at scale across devices. The second thing problem people typically face is that when you write a test case, you assume certain UI elements being there, certain text being there. What Sophie does, because of its machine learning, is it is resilient to changes in the UI. It is heuristically able to adapt what to look for in a particular place, and then it's able to execute the test.
Okay, well, I am absolutely fascinated with this no-code aspect because I've written a lot of automated UI tests. So I would love to see this. Can you show us what this looks like?
Absolutely. First, to get started, I want to, what you see here is logged in into the Sophie dashboard. This is what we call the dashboard. Okay. I have a number of applications that I have been testing. So you see all these application packages. So I'm going to, for the purpose of this today's discussion, I'm going to focus on mobile application testing. We also do web testing. So you have the package names. So I'm going to start with the eBay application. One of the things that you will see is that in order for you to test an application, you don't need source code. You just need to have access to either an APK file for Android or IPA file for iOS. And then I can start testing it. The first thing I wanted to show you is that you see a dashboard. I'm going to come to the dashboard in a minute. The first thing you want to do is to be able to specify a release you want to test on. We have the notion of a release. So you can see that I have two releases. I'm going to test the current release, which is this release here. And what is the first thing you want to do? You picked up an application. You want to actually look at all the devices. You want to test on real devices. Because these devices have different performance characteristics, look and feel, we have an array of real devices in our lab that you can actually start using it. So for example, if you want to, let's say I want to pick, today I'm going to pick, let's say S10. I can acquire the device and it is now going to install the application. You can see that it is downloading the application. And it's going to install on the device itself.
Sure.
What you see here is an actual device that is being rendered on your browser using port forwarding. The other benefit that you have, when you, what we see is that today's world, where there is a lot of COVID-19 and employees are forced to work remote, what it allows you to do is to be able to test your application sitting remote on any number of devices. So you no longer are required to give devices to a lot of the individual testers. What you see here is an action bar, which allows you to physically manipulate the device. If you want to go to the home button, if you want to do a text input, so all of the things, Wi-Fi, you can, all of the actions you do on a physical device, you can do it through the action bar. Let me just quickly show you one, what we call ad hoc testing, which is, hey, you are a developer, you wanted to, you finished a build, you wanted to test it on a, on this device. So I can just select here. Let's say you completed a build on your local machine. I can pick up the image and then I can install it and I can see, let's say I change the look and feel of the home to, of the home screen. I can just quickly test it without having to worry about all the things that, possible things that can go wrong in a particular, for example, in this particular tab, I have a tablet. I can do the same thing on a tablet as well. So, so if I go to back, go back, and if I wanted to do testing, I press the home, I can go back to this device. So let's say that I want to just play around with the device and see how it works. Before I do that, I want to enable logging. Because when the error happens, I want to be able to get access to the device logs. I don't have physical access to the device. How am I going to do that? I turn the device logging on. And I can see the device log is there. So all of the things on the device are rendered to me here.
Great.
The interesting thing is that if you, let's say I'm going to search for AirPort, let's say, on this application. And let's assume that I run into an error, crash. And I can just look for, you know, exception. And just check what happened. I can download it, right? I can stop it if you want it. I can download it and I can actually know what exactly happened. So what we're allowing you to do is this notion of being able to test right from the get-go, which is called the shift left in the world of, you know, Azure in DevOps, where right from the time you start developing, you don't have to wait for a tester to actually test your code in a real device.
Yeah, so this is fantastic. So, now, as soon as I have my code, I can start testing it or virtually testing it on all these different devices in your lab. Is that correct? So my ad hoc testing, this is great. Is there a way for me to turn these ad hoc tests into automated tests?
Let me. I'm just going to go into the tablet here now. First thing I want to show you is there are two types of tests. Typically, people, manual tests and automated. Just to give you a little bit of context, manual test is done. Typically, teams start with the manual testing because it's straightforward. It just, there's no upfront cost to do manual testing. And as they progress in manual testing, they start automating it because they want to take repeatable scenarios and they want to be able to run it over and over again. So it's called for scaling for regression. The challenge of manual testing is that, you know, it is scales linearly. It's time consuming. Automation, as you talked about it, requires a lot of skill set, coding. It doesn't go from when you automate on one device, it doesn't automatically run another device. So you have some challenges. The reason we create, we started Sophie is to be able to solve these problems. Let me quickly show you what we call augmented manual testing. So it's essentially you're taking the manual testing that happens in an analog space to the space, digital space where you can start tracking. And then I'll show you how you can move it from that into an automated world, right? So what you see here, you have a bunch of test cases, and I can show you down in a, later on, these test cases could be imported from Azure DevOps. So for example, if you look at Azure in Azure DevOps, you have a place for test cases. You can import it from here. You can look at a test case. For example, you have, typically, I'm a tester. I have a certain number of test cases that I need to cover, and I have the steps, instructions to have. So first, let me quickly show you what it takes to run a manual test and then tell you what it means to run an automated test.
Okay.
In a manual test, I see all the tests that are assigned to me. I want to first run this test. Let's say I want to run this test. I just start the test, right? It is going to first put the device in a known state so that if it has cached some information, that you know it's all cleared so that when you test it, you have a pristine device with which you can test. So it is going to, as soon as this, you know, the device is ready, you as a tester have set of instructions on what to expect in a test. So let's say that the instruction that I showed you tells you that, hey, search, you know, click on the search bar and enter the term AirPods, right? So you can see that every step that I'm doing being recorded, and I'll show you why this is important. Because when you run into a problem, even in manual testing, you want to be able to know the repro steps. You ran into a crash. The department asks you, tell me what are the last five things you did before your application crashed. You were capturing everything that you did. The reason in manual tests is important because even though there are instructions, sometimes in the middle of a test, you get a phone call and you forgot what you did and you start clicking a few things and then you get back. And so the kind of things you do is not exactly very clear. So it allows you to record everything you did.
Right.
So I can come here. Let's say I find an issue with this particular screen. I can raise an issue. So we're not only purely testing it, we're testing it in the context of what you would do in a real world where you're tracking issues. Now, again, this issue could be either sent to a tool like Jira, right? So that you can track all of these issues. And you can say that, hey, in this particular case, I automatically get a screenshot.
Sure.
That's what developers want when you look at the screen. Hey, attach for me the device logs.
Yep.
So that if something happened, I want to know what happened. And I give a description. Okay. So I can say it's low contrast images on the screen. Just an example. Okay. And then I can say, is it a product issue or test issue? And then I can just say create it.
Right.
So it just created the issue and then I select it. I'm going to stop it here.
Sure.
And I show you how the results look like. So I'm just done with the test. I just say I can say they passed the test or I can fail the test.
Sure.
It actually saved the issue now. Now I want to show you what the results of the test is going to look like. So I go back here into this. So you see here, test cases are the metadata. Test runs are the execution elements of the test.
Yep.
So again, I came here, I did the test, right? And I ran it on 11:32. You see everything that I did is shown. So I, as a tester, can without any effort, I created the screenshot. I also see the performance characteristics of what happened during the test. So as I'm moving it here, I can tell why certain things are happening. If I did a much more complicated thing, you can actually see how the performance characteristic changes between devices, right? And you can see that sometimes when it's loading, it is, you know, performance is changing and whatnot. So you have all of the issues, and then you have the issue that I created, and you know what the last things that I did. Let me quickly show you another example that I should create. So in this particular, another test that I did, and the reason I'm showing it because while I was doing this test, I ran into a crash, right? So what SOFI does is it crashed. It's a real app, it just crashed for whatever reason.
Sure.
So what a developer wanted to know is that, can you give me a stack dump of what happened? Well, it crashed, and without any effort on the part of the tester, what SOFI does is automatically captures the crash.
Yep.
And then what the developer wanted to know is that, tell me the last five things you did before it crashed. So you get all of that stuff that is actually captured in the test.
So this is fantastic stuff, right? We've got manual testing. This is awesome. It keeps track of what you do. It gives you all the crash jumps. It gives you all the performance metrics and things like that. Where I'm really curious, though, is how do we take this and start automating these?
Perfect. Set it up correctly. Let me go into the automation. So I have a bunch of automated tests. I'm going to show you an automated test case. So I'm going to, now this is, you see all the automated tests. So I'm going to go from first showing you what an automated test case, automated test looks like. And then I'm going to run an automated test, and then I'm going to create for you. I'm going to go in reverse so that you get to see experience of what an automated test looks like. So what I did was, when I created this automation, I went through these steps and actually produced these steps. Mm-hmm. And essentially, I just played exactly how I would want to test and told Sophie how I'm going to want to test this stuff. So it just is exactly like a manual testing. I just click through mm-hmm. and say everything that I want. What we have done is that we have captured all of the elements during the testing. Mm-hmm. Now, we've also given the flexibility to say that, hey, if I had to change the data, mm-hmm. I have the ability for you to change the data. So if I have an application that has the notion of a manager
yeah.
and it's an employee, and I can log in as run the test as a manager and change it without mm-hmm. making change to the test case, I can run it as an employee.
Oh, that's very cool. So basically, you can just click through and you're kind of doing like a smart recording of what you guys are of what you did manually.
That's exactly. Fantastic. It's an intelligent training of mm-hmm. the system. So what Sophie does is that every time you train Sophie, it builds a graph behind the scenes of the UI. Mm-hmm. And so that, and as the next step from automation is autonomous. It has a bot that is building a graph and it starts navigating it automatically. And then it can start telling you information about your application that you may not even know, and it automatically navigates. I'll get there. I'm jumping here a little bit.
That's pretty cool. Let me just recap to make sure I understand. Not only can you use Sophie to create these smart recordings, behind the scenes, Sophie's going to build a UI graph and then basically create its own tests, exercising the UI in whatever way it sees fit.
Yep.
That's freaking awesome. All right, show me.
Okay. So you can see here, not only you see the screens here, so what I also have in addition to these clicks, what are mm-hmm. called asserts. Asserts are when you want to make sure that you can see that this is not just a screenshot, it's an actually mm-hmm. active screen where you can actually, change the test in while you're looking at the metadata it's mm-hmm. in ways that are interesting. So it is now looking to see, hey, I am actually looking for this word Samsung when I search for a Samsung phone to make mm-hmm. sure that the results that it gets is correct, it's correctly searching for it. If I wanted to make sure that this picture is the right one, I can actually add an assert and make sure that that is correct. So I can dynamically change the test. And I can save it and whatnot. I'm just yep. going to give you quickly another view of the test. You can see here is that I'm also seeing a graph of the exact UI sequence. So if you are a product manager, you want to make sure that, hey, is this being tested appropriately? Mm-hmm. So I launch the app, I click on the login screen, I give the UI, your username, and then you yep. come back and give the password, I come here, I do a search and I get the results. That's what I'm doing here. So you get to see the Sophie's. This is a test case. Let's mm-hmm. go run it now. Okay. I'm going to go here. I'm going to go to automated test. I'm just going to pick a simple test because there are two ways of running it.
Yeah.
When you create a test first time, I'm going to show you the last step is how do you create it. I'm going to run this test. Again, every time you run a test, it initializes the device so that it is put in a known state.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to show you that here, I want to make sure that I'm not running out of, I've got the device for myself. It mm-hmm. tells you how much time is left. If you run out of it, you just extend it. So now it's going to run it. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that while it is running it, it is actually working correctly. So it's going to go through, it's not just simply running it. It is checking for all of the UI elements that it said, matching it. It's not simply looking to see, it's not a, screen compare. It's looking for the elements. It's actually making a recording of the results so that when you want to go back and look the results, you can actually look at the screenshot. You can play back the video. It is grabbing all of the performance characteristics of what is happening during the test so that you see, I'm not touching anything. It's running it by itself.
that's really cool.
It is doing.
That's so awesome. I'm sorry, go ahead.
So that's what it's doing. I can also turn on the same logs if you want. I can see that you know, it just captures the logs if you want, and it will start showing the logs as well, that which I showed it to you.
Cool. So while this is running, really quickly, why don't you show me how you can actually author one of these automated UI tests?
While it's doing it, I'll just go into this guy, device, and then I can just start recording it. So if I go to record, as I said, I can record on any device and playback on any device. The one I ran, I didn't even know where I recorded. So now I set up the recording, right?
Yep, so this is your smart recording, right?
I call it training, right? You're training
the system. Training
the system what to do. So for example, if I wanted to click here, so it's now doing exactly what I would do. Just telling it, you know, AirPods. So it is now, I'm recording the test. You remember I showed you what the test looked like? That's what it looks like. Every click I make, it's recorded. Now I can come here, I search for AirPods. This is what the notion of asserts come in here. I can actually start looking at it and saying that, okay, I search for AirPods. How do I make sure the results are accurate? So I can actually look and say, hey, I want to make sure that the results contain the word Apple.
Sure.
So that's what you want, right?
Yep.
I can make sure that the price on this is whatever. So it is recognizing all of the elements. And then you can put, I want to make sure that this checkout icon is there. So I can say, it either say exists exact match or exists similar, which means that it is looking for it in the exact location or in the vicinity. So it's applying heuristics to see what kind of a match you're looking for. When I'm done with this, I can save it. Right? Yes. I can say that channel line. Automation test.
Okay. Awesome.
I save it. Now let's go check it out. So let's go to automated thing.
And now
see there.
Yep.
I can run it on this one.
Yep. And away it will go. All right. Okay. So while this is running, I've got to ask this question now because clearly I'm a DevOps person. I love all of this, and this is a great addition to the inner loop. But I really want to be able to add these into my pipelines as well. Is there a way to do that?
Yep, for sure. So you can see Azure DevOps, you can see all of the stages. So where we integrate is test plans and then pipelines. So if you look at here, I showed you, this is the integration in our UI, where you can go and specify your Azure DevOps URL and security token. And then you can now see that, you know, I have set up all of the test cases that you saw here in Azure DevOps.
Okay.
And you can also look at when the results come in, you can also put the results here. And
we'll
show you the test results. And then you can look at the screenshot and also a recording of the test.
Yep.
Right? So for example, you can actually see the exact screenshot of step by step what I did in this. And same thing you can also do, I'm not going to show it here, you can also integrate it with the pipeline so that when a build happens, you can automatically make sure that a set of test cases are automatically executed. And they're not executed in a way that you're looking at the UI. It's going to be executed in the background, and that's where the recording and the screenshot results are important for you. Then if the results come back and say something failed, you go back, look at the recording.
Yeah, this is awesome. Thanks so much, Haider. Like I said, fascinating stuff. Using the power of SOFI, we can now easily both author and run manual and also automated UI tests for that end-to-end functional testing. And we can even do this from within our pipelines. So if you want more details, go ahead and check out the links down below. And make sure y'all tune in next time for a new episode of DevOps Lab.